introduce it. I think I ought to introduce the members of the band, you know. This group is in its 28th year. And I appreciate being able to continue with a different kind of music, a music that's, you know, not the norm. It's never been popular music, dog music. It's always been kind of a, well, that's up to you. It's not up to me, you know. You want to go tell 20 friends to go buy our records, man, tonight? I won't argue with you, but we're still going to be picking tomorrow anyway. But I'd like to introduce these wonderful musicians here, starting with our bass player, who's been in the band almost 18 years now. It's a long time. He was just a kid when he joined. He also played in the Garcia Grisman band. You can see him in the film Grateful Dog. From Pacifica, California, on bass, Mr. Jim Kerwin. Next fella in line is another member of the Garcia Grisman band. He's also in that film, and he's been in this band just about 15 years now. And he plays just about anything he can get his paws on, including himself. He can just take an ordinary hubcap and turn it into a Stradivarius, you know. He's got a couple of CDs of his own out. His first is called Camp Town, and his latest is called Mojo. From Dixon, California. Is that right? Yeah, it's still there.
It's still there.
That's just south of the Mason-Dixon line. Mr. Joe Craven. Next fella here, also, we're all from California, you know. Although I'm from here, but I got transplanted. I moved out there a long time ago, but this next fellow's lived out there all his life. He's been in the band just about as long as Joe, and he added the sound of the flute and the bass flute to dog music about 15 years ago. I consider him the leading exponent of dog flute in the world today, and the finest in that idiom. He also has several CD projects of his own, one that he produced called the Headwaters Project. It raises money to help the California redwood trees. And another that helped raise money for his family called Flute Jazz on the Acoustic Disc label. Please welcome on flute, from San Anselmo, California, Mr. Matt Eckel. And finally, our guitarist, who's been is in his 10th year now in this group, and he comes from Cordoba, Argentina, way down south. He has added the Latin touch to the DGQ for the past 10 years, and that's the name of one of his CDs on acoustic disc. He's got another one called Solos from South America, beautiful, sensuous, romantic, solo, passionate guitar music. And his latest, which goes even beyond that, which he did with his lovely wife, Yolanda Aranda, One Voice, One Guitar, One Man, One Woman, Intimo. You gotta hear it to believe it. But I'll tell you right now, no bedroom should be without his CDs. Yeah. The man with the Latin touch, Enrique Coria on guitar. Well, we're going to go back to the early days of dog music, play one of our extended opuses, Dogs Red.